All right, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 8 if you'd like to this afternoon. 1 Kings chapter 8. Glad we have the opportunity to be here today. Always enjoy visiting whenever we can and be in service here. And of course, being on the 10th anniversary, that's exciting there. And we were privileged to be here on the first Sunday of the church when it started. And I've had a chance, I guess, to be in all four of the buildings. So it's always exciting to see the way the Lord has blessed and progress. And I know even recently, just the renovations that's been going on here, that's exciting. So it was good to be here today and to see that. But we're going to look here in just for a few minutes this afternoon in 1 Kings chapter 8. This is a story about Solomon. And of course, earlier in the chapter, Solomon here had Solomon had built the temple, finished that. Solomon had dedicated the temple. He had placed the ark in the temple. And then when he did, God came down and the Spirit filled the temple. That was an amazing thing there for him and the people to see. And so then Solomon prayed to God. And then when he's done with the prayer, he gives just a brief challenge to the people there. And that's what we want to look at for just a couple minutes, which I think can apply to us here this afternoon. So you can follow along as I read, starting in verse 55, 1 Kings 8, verse 55. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. And the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Let our heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for today, giving us today a chance to be here and look in your word this afternoon. Pray you'll just do a work in our hearts, provide what we need here this afternoon. Help me to say everything that I should and nothing that I shouldn't. And pray you'll get the honor and glory for everything accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, again, we see here where Solomon basically is giving the people a challenge. And he starts out in verse 46, and the first thing I think he challenges them about is remember to be faithful. Remember to be thankful. He said, Blessed be the Lord that had given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised, that there hath not failed one word of all his good promise that he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Again, you know, he reminded the people here to be thankful. He said, the Lord has given us rest. You know, that's something to be thankful for. You know, as the Lord blesses us and as we serve him, I think if we're right with him and we have his blessings, there'll be times when he gives us rest. He gives us a chance to pause and to think of what he's done for us and to realize the blessing of that. He also, a thing to be thankful for, is that God always keeps his promises. Even though we fail sometimes, God always keeps his promise. And as he says here, he reminds the people, God not only kept his promise, he kept every word. Everything that he promised, he's done. And it's important to remember that. You know, sometimes, you know, people make promises. Of course, politicians make promises and maybe nothing happens. But, you know, we'll hear promises and we think, well, boy, if even part of that works out, that'll be good. But when God promises something, we can depend on all of it. And he just reminds here, remember to be thankful. Just reminds the people, and a challenge here again, just remember to be thankful for what God has done for us. In this case, for what they have seen God do and what they have been able to be a part of to be accomplished. The second part of the challenge, verse 57 through 59, I think is to remember that we always need God with us at all times. Verse again, 57 there through 59, the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words, therewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times as the matter shall require. Again, he reminds them that it's important. You know, we can't be right without God being with us. And he reminds them that it's important to always have God close to us. And, you know, that's something that we as Christians have to get a relationship with the Lord where we feel close to him. And we feel like he's close to us. It's not a matter, you know, a lot of people in the world just look at God and boy, God is, you know, some awesome something that's way up in the air or whatever. But we know once we've accepted the Lord, we have a personal relationship with him. But it's important to keep the Lord near us. And if in order to do that, we have to stay right with the Lord. And we have to take care of the matter of sin. Let's look over at Deuteronomy chapter 23. Just a verse there real quick. Deuteronomy 23. Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. It says, for the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. I really love this verse. When I ran across it, you know, just to think, it talks here about the Lord can be, again, talks about the Lord being with us. And it talks about here where people were in a battle. And, you know, we have battles in our lives. We have trials in our lives sometimes. But it says the Lord can be in the midst of the camp. You know, and when I think about that, you know, to me, that's just a blessing to think that, you know, here we are trying to serve the Lord. I'm trying to do what he wanted to do. And the Lord, he's right here with me. He's right here in the camp. He's a part of it. He's going to give us victory or whatever. But it says, kind of as a warning there, that the camp needs to be holy, that he sees no unclean thing. In other words, you know, we talk about being right with the Lord. We can't have sin in our life that we tolerate. We all make mistakes, and when we do, God, 1 John 1:9, we can confess our sins and he'll forgive us our sins. But when people get to the point where, well, I know that's not really the right thing to do, but it'll be all right this time. All of a sudden it says here, when the Lord sees things are unholy, he'll leave. And I think it's important for us to realize how important it is to keep the Lord near us. And Solomon was challenging them here, again, that the Lord would be near unto them like he had been to their fathers before. And that's very important for the Lord, to keep the Lord near us. So remember that we need the Lord near at all times. The third thing was in verse 60, to remember the real reason for God's blessing. And in verse 60 it says, again in 1 Kings 8, verse 60, that all the people of earth, the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. In other words, he reminded the people, these things have happened. We've seen great things happen here. We've seen the Lord bless because we've been able to build the temple. We've been able to move the ark back in. And boy, you know, we've seen these things happen. But the purpose of this is so everybody in the world knows who God is and that God does great things. And that's important in our life also, that God gets the glory. In other words, you know, it's important for our church. And when people see our church, hopefully God gets the glory. When God sees our ministries, whatever it may be in the church, that God gets the glory. When he sees our families, when he sees our marriages, that people can see that and God will get the glory. There's something different there. What is that? Well, you know, these folks are serious about God, and it's important for God to get the glory in what we do. And for that to happen, it's important, I think, for us to share with people about that. You know, if we pray and get answers to prayer, it's good to share that with neighbors, with people at work. You know, they may look at us funny. They may not understand, you know, but hey, boy, praise the Lord. You know, he helped me there. He helped me stay away from a mistake there or whatever it might be. And, or when we see the Lord bless us to say, hey, you know, they say, wow, boy, you run into some good luck. No, God did that. God bless, and that's important. Turn over to Joshua chapter 1 real quick here. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua 1, you probably were more successful at getting there quicker than I was. All right, Joshua chapter 1. Again, it's important to let people know and give the Lord the glory. I think of a fellow that I went to church with in church back in Tennessee. And he went to work, I think, fairly early on in his career for a fairly large company and went in, I think, at an entry-level position. But he moved up as time went on. He was there quite a while, but he moved up and you know, got into leadership or management, whatever you call it. And then they moved him around in different positions in the company. And it seemed like everywhere they moved him to, things went well. And they moved him to three or four different positions. And one time the boss called him in and said, hey, Dwayne, it seems like wherever we put you, things grow. Things go well. The company does real well wherever we put you. It's kind of like you're a good luck charm. He said, Dwayne, why is that? Why is it everywhere we put you, it does well? And he quickly looked at his boss and said, Joshua 1:8. The boss looked at him and said, what? He said, yeah, in the Bible, Joshua 1:8. We can look at the verse here. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He says, I try to do what the Bible says, and I try to follow the Bible, and the Lord honors that, and that's why I've been able to prosper. And you know that's important, and that's what people ought to see in our lives. When good things happen, they ought to see that's because of the Lord. But in order to do that, again, as it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth. We need to know the Bible, we need to obey the Bible. But if we live by Bible principles, He will bless us. And it's important again for people to see here. I think as Solomon reminds them that the world needs to see the real reason for blessing and the way things go there. And the final thing, and we'll be done in verse 61, is to remember to keep going, as it says, as in this day, but to keep going, to keep our heart, and to walk right. In verse 61, let your heart therefore be perfect with God, be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. You know, again, he was telling them, he said, listen, we've seen a lot of great things here, and this is a great day today. This is great, everything that's happened here and the way the Lord has blessed and the way God came and filled the temple. And we've seen some amazing things, but it's important to let our heart, keep our heart right, and to keep walking in his statutes, to keep moving forward. And that's an important thing. You know, all of us in our lives, I think, you know, I've learned in the Christian life, we all face valleys, mountaintops and valleys. And we really have to know how to handle both of them. You know, when you're in the valley, you can't get to a point where you give up. Some people get in a valley and that's it. They never come out of it. You can't do that. But when we get on the mountaintop and the Lord is just, boy, he's been real and it's great, you know, we can't lose focus. There may be other valleys coming. We have to be able to handle the mountaintops and the valleys. We can't lose focus there. And it's interesting because Solomon was challenging the people here to keep your heart right and to keep going. But Solomon himself wasn't able to do that. Turn over into 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11, start with verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Amorites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Of the nations concerning which God said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in with you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. Solomon had given a challenge to the people. He was the leader of all these great things that happened, but what happened? He didn't keep his heart. His heart turned away to other gods. He lost his focus. He was on the mountaintop, but he wasn't able to stay there, and he made mistakes that he knew much better than he should make. But again, sometimes people are in the valley, and we'll look at one example of this, and we'll be done. Turn over in 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. And we find somebody that was in a valley, but had kept his heart right. 2 Kings chapter 20, starting in verse 1 with King Hezekiah. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept. And it came to pass, Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, my father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto him 15 years. Hezekiah was in the valley. He was told he was going to die. But he appealed to the Lord, and he appealed to the Lord in the fact that, Lord, I've done right, and I've kept my heart. And the Lord saw that and blessed him there, and he allowed him to have 15 more years. It's kind of an amazing story there. But again, over in our text there in 1 Kings 8, verse 61, talks about the importance of let our heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, and walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as in this day. It's important to always keep our heart. So these are the things that Solomon challenged about. And I think for us as Christians, and as we look here like at the 10th anniversary of the church here, these are all good things to remember. Remember to be thankful. Be thankful for what we've seen God do. Thankful for things that God has accomplished. Remember, we need to always have God near. God always needs to be near in our lives, be near to our church, be near in all the things that we're trying to accomplish. Remember, the real reason for God's blessing is for God to get the glory. It's for people to be able to see that God can do anything, that God is real, that God cares about people. We need to remember that, and we need to remember to keep going, to keep moving forward, and to keep our heart. And if that's true in each one of us in our own Christian life, and if we can have that be true in our lives, then it'll be true in our churches. Because churches are made up of people. And if people are remembering the right things and doing the right things, then it's gonna allow the church to do the same way and be the same influence. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, again, thankful for your word. Thankful for what you've done in our lives. Thankful for what you've done in 10 years in Bible Pathway Baptist Church. And Lord, we're looking forward, as it's already been said, as Pastor Vince said today, looking forward to see what's going to happen in the future. But it's important for each one of us to be right with you and just to remember and be thankful for the blessings. Do our best to keep our lives right where you'll be there, right there with us, helping us. And again, Lord, just in every area, help us to keep going forward and help people to see that you are the true God. Again, be with us now. Continue to bless the church here. Be with us now this week. Help us to see victories that you want us to have. In Jesus' name, amen.